Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that you're being blessed of the Lord and that God is encouraging your heart. Today, if you have a prayer request and you'd like to send it in to me, I'd love to pray for you. You can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115, Post Office Box 4509. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening to me. I pray that you encourage the hearts. Take your word, and Lord, just bring them hope and joy. If there be one that doesn't know Jesus as Savior, I ask that today, Lord, you touch their hearts and draw them unto you through your love and mercy and grace. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for it. Amen.
If you have your Bibles, I want to read out of Matthew chapter 6, and I want to start reading with verse 19. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "Lay not up for yourself treasure upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Today, where your true treasure is, that's where your heart is. And you know, today we see people that are struggling to lay up treasure here on earth. And I know we need to plan for our life here, and we need to put aside certain things. But we cannot let earthly material things dominate and rule our life to the point that we have no time for God. You see, everything that car you're riding in, that house that you're sitting in, wherever you're at right now, that's going to pass away. That jewelry you have on, that's going to pass away. The clothes you have on, that's going to pass away. And dear ones, one day you and I both, we're going to pass away. We're going to die. It's appointed once to die. And after that, the judgment. But you know what is really going to matter when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ on that day is where our treasure truly is, where our hearts have been. And today, if you have a heart for God, you have a treasure that you won't lose. If your heart is with God, you have a treasure that man can't steal. If your heart is with God, you have a treasure that man can't break. If your heart is with God, you have a treasure that moths and animals and all kind of evil things will not come into it, but it'll stand throughout eternity. I don't know about you, but I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to know that He is first in my life. For you know what? You can't ever really have true peace and true happiness until you make Jesus your Lord and your Savior. And when you've given Him your heart, that's when you really have true treasure. You see, the Lord said He would meet and supply your every need. He said if you would seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, that all the rest of these things would be added unto you. You need to seek Him first, and God will see to it that your needs are met. God will take care of you. God will make a way for you. God will lead and guide and direct you, and He'll protect you. Aren't you glad today that you can hear the truth, that you can take this word and apply it? You know, as I go through my house, I have a lot of little knickknacks and things, but there's, of all the things I have, one of the greatest treasures I have is a little bitty ring holder that my son bought me in first grade when he took a trip. He took his own money and he bought that for me, and he's 40 some years old, and I've kept it all these years, and it's set up in my cabinet, and I keep it closed up where I can see it. You know, I got a lot of things I'm sure that cost a whole lot of money and things that, you know, we spend on. But let me tell you, that little ring holder that my son bought me is more valuable to me of any of my earthly possessions, because my child bought that and gave it to me from his heart. And you know, that's what Jesus wants us to do today. He wants us to give of ourselves to Him from a heart. You got to love from your heart. It's not possessions today, people. It's not possession that's going to carry you through. It's where your heart is. And your heart's going to be where your treasure is. And I pray it's with Jesus. God bless you, and thank you for listening.